Welcome, my darklings, to another episode of From the Depths of Silence. Today I will be reading My Fear of the Ocean Was Never Irrational. So without further ado, my whole life I have been deathly afraid of anything having to do with deep waters. Even images of ocean blue colors could give me a fright, and don't get me started on the full-blown panic attacks brought on by pictures of giant creatures stalking the depths. I can't tell you why I'm so fearful of the ocean. I don't have the answer for that. It's a phobia, an irrational fear, an ironic phobia at that, as my parents are Navy sailors and marine enthusiasts. Alas, I will never join them on a cruise or go scuba diving, but I have decided to at least dip my toes into the sea. The Dead Sea, so chosen because it lacks any marine fauna or flora, and because the high salinity makes it difficult to sink beneath the surface. Today, July 15th, I stand on the shores of the Dead Sea staring down the tide. My brother and sisters are with me. Sun is bright in the sky. Cool breeze caresses us as we stand along the beach. My siblings wait with bated breath as I slowly put one foot in front of the other until the tip of my toes touched the water. My heartbeat increased. Sweat bloomed across my brow. I took a calming breath and another step. My foot was submerged to the ankle. Fear gripped me in a vise, squeezing my courage until it was as dead as the water at my toes. I couldn't move. My vision blurred, making it seem like the skies were rapidly darkening. All became silent and still. The breeze that wicked away my nervous perspiration had disappeared. Pain seared through my brain, jumbling my thoughts. Rigid I stood, praying one of my siblings would rescue me, but I felt alone. My vision focused just enough to see the sky was in fact darkening, not because of a threatening storm, but because a giant miasma gathered on the horizon, churning as it came closer, covering the distance between us in seconds. It loomed above me, twisting and turning a mere inch from my body. I opened my mouth to scream, the second biggest mistake of my life. The miasma dived into my mouth, choking me as it slid down my throat. The taste was salty, creating a thirst that would never be quenched. The massive cloud possessed me, pushing against my bones and organs to fit inside its tiny vessel. I was at the mercy of the darkness now inside of me, a puppet on strings of hunger and hatred. I turned to where my siblings stood, frozen in fear. Jerky, hindered movements, I lurched toward them. No matter how hard I tried to stop myself from moving, it was futile, only achieving broken bones that moved against their will. I grabbed my youngest sister, placing my mouth on her throat, bit down, separating the flesh with my teeth. I drank deep. She wasn't enough. I'm still thirsty.